Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is Coach Chat. I am Laurie Lawson, and my fantastic co-host is the always amazing...
Thanks, Laurie. Bernie Siegel calling in from Greenwich Village today.
he's local today. That's good.
Yeah.
Let me tell you a little bit about Coach Chat, and then we will get started here. At Coach Chat, we believe that if you change your perspective, you can change the whole world. We developed this for coaches who are interested in one of the fastest-growing professions in the world today, Coach Chat, or actually, it doesn't have to be coaches. It can be anybody. Coach Chat hooks you up with some of the world's leading coaches who share their expertise and give you tips and takeaways for expanding and improving your life and your business. And today we have long time personal friend, cohort, what are we, ex-president, all time. We've been around. She's been around. We've been around with her. Terry Yaffe. Hey, Terry.
Hi. Good afternoon, Laurie and Bernie. It is so wonderful to hear your voices.
Yeah,
I know. It's like old times, kind of.
It is.
Yeah, let me
old
tell you,
times.
Let me tell you a little bit about Terry, and because she's got a lot of credentials behind her, but I'm going to give you the highlights. She's an executive business and career coach who's been coaching for over 19 years after many years in both corporate and entrepreneurial roles. In addition to many successful years in the corporate world, Terry's credentials include a PCC, Professional Certified Coach, accreditation with the International Coaching Federation, and her certification CPCC, which is Certified Professional. I always wonder what that was. Co-active coach. Okay.
Right.
Oh,
exactly.
I knew you had an extra C in your certification. I said, I wonder what that is. Now I know. with the Coach Training Institute, CTI. She served as president on the ICF board, New York City chapter. And additionally, she has achieved both master and postmaster certifications as a neuro-linguistic programming practitioner. So, Terry, welcome. It's going to be old home week for us. We're so thrilled to have you.
Well, same here. I am so delighted to be on the show and to talk to both of you.
I'm going to let Bernie start it off, and we will, you know this, you know the deal. We're just going to ask you tons of questions.
Okay.
And I wanted to add to what Laurie said in terms of being president of the New York City ICF chapter. I had been president, and Laurie followed me as president, and then Terry followed Laurie, correct? So we have three presidents on the line.
Ex-president.
Absolutely. In sequence.
Well, I always considered us president.
Right. Exactly.
So Terry, our listeners love to know a little bit about the journey that our guests have made to where they, you know, where they are today. And could you just briefly tell us a little bit about your journey?
Which journey? There have been many.
I guess from your professional life to which wasn't coaching to, you know, what you're doing today.
Right. So. I was in the corporate world for many years, and I was fortunate enough to be in sales, and I was fortunate enough to work for some of the premier publications. I was at Condé Nast for 11 years. I was at The New Yorker magazine and then Bon Appetit. And then I took a leap of faith and left and started my own kind of rep company. So I was a hired gun, and I did that for a number of years, and then that landscape kind of dried up, and I did not know what I wanted to do. I really did not know. So I started searching and looking and came upon coaching. I had actually thought I'd go back to school and become a therapist because I've had so much therapy that really intrigued me. And I loved really investigating the human mind. Of course, it was mine, but everyone's is the same. mind is the mind. And instead, I found coaching. And like all of us, I had to start at the bottom. I had to go to a coaching school. I had to get started. I mean, people hired me as a salesperson, but who was going to, you know, we all know this, who was going to hire me as a coach? So through a number of years of building websites and getting out there, I was still doing my sales and then building a coaching practice. And I was fortunate enough to, A, hook up with the ICF at some point and joined the board, and like Lori and Bernie, and worked my way up from secretary to president. And that's, it's been a circuitous route to coaching. And aside from coaching, most recently, if coaching wasn't enough of a challenge, I started podcasting this year. And it was a great segue for me.
I'm dying to hear about the podcasting. I love that a couple of times you mentioned leaps of faith, and it sounds like you're not afraid to jump. You're cautious. You look where you're jumping, but it's like, yeah, let me jump. So I guess we do you agree, or it took you a long time to get there, one of the two? Yeah.
No. You know, when the pandemic hit, well, yes, I did. I've always taken a leap of faith. I mean, I started my sales career at Women's Wear Daily. She hired me. I had no sales experience, none. And I went from, and I had a territory. I took a $600,000 territory to $1.3 million in 3 years, and then I left. And, you know, with a lot of interviewing and should we hire her or shouldn't we, I got to go to the New Yorker, and I had a couple of setbacks, but I went from the fashion to the travel category and was hugely successful. And then, of course, after Bon Appetit, I said, I got to take a leap of faith and leave, and I did, and I had a successful next career as a hired gun, because I had a reputation, and I do believe that reputation is what we have. It stood me in good stead in sales, and certainly in my own sales business. And when I became a coach, even people who knew me from sales wanted coaching, and they hired me. And I built my career on reputation and integrity and trust. And what happened was, during the pandemic, I thought, I got to do something else. You know, my husband, of course, rolled his eyes and said, oh, God, not again. and I actually wanted to do either podcasting, webinars, or TED Talk. I felt, and I'm trying to be humble, I really have a lot of experience and a lot of wisdom, as all three of us do, and I really wanted a voice and a place to put it. And what happened in 20 was, through a former client who was starting a women's organization within her company, and she and I coached on it for a long time, well, she hired me and another coach to be the first guests. So we got to do two webinars and two podcasts. Hmm. And then through her, I got to go meet another person that was looking for somebody to do webinars. So I got to do more webinars. And that's how I got the bug. And I started looking at podcast people, and it finally in 21, I found somebody, and she put the entire pod, took a year to put the podcast together and what we were going to call it. It's called extraordinary work, conversations about creating change. And the very first podcast was me talking and really talking about what inspired me to do this. I think creating change, we do that as coaches. And Laurie, you and I have a TV show, Coaches Creating Change. So I kind of morphed it into creating change 2.0. And my always believing in change and what it can do and the rippling effect it could have. And then inviting people that I think have created change in their corner of the world. Not the, you know, it's not big, it can be small. And here we are. I just about, I think I just did episode 12.
Wow.
Well, for those listening, I definitely recommend going to Terry's website, which I guess we'll give later, and listen to some of these or all these podcasts. I've been doing that, and Terry, they're really professionally done. And a very interesting guest, just very, all of them are very different, which is really enjoyable. One of the questions that you asked one of your guests, which I really liked, I wrote it down, which was one insight, which if you knew then what you know now, you know, at the beginning of your career, what would you do differently?
Mm. Are you posing that to me?
Yeah, because I thought it's such a great question.
I think that's a great question, and it's really hard for me because I think I had a very circuitous career. I had no idea where I was heading. I really didn't. I had one job after another. I didn't plot it. Kind of, it plotted me for a long time. And I stumbled into sales. You know, I don't know if I stumbled, but I found my way there. And I think the insight would be take a good look at who you are inside. And clearly, even though I didn't know where I was heading, I think I would have loved to have said, trust the process, or even though you don't know where you're heading, keep going. Or don't give up, persevere. And that's what I did. I every time I fell, I got back up. And somehow I managed through unemployment, not knowing where my next dollar was coming from. I always had a knack for opening a door. And never really realized that.
Until just now, I love it.
I've been thinking about it a lot. You know, as we get older, I kind of go back and look, and I think about the many stages of Terry. And even though it didn't look like I was heading somewhere, I think the universe, because I truly believe in the universe guiding us, I went to fashion. And the woman that hired me at Women's Wear, she didn't hire me for my sales experience. I didn't have any. She hired me because I knew the fashion world.
Mm-hmm.
So everything kind of played. It was like building blocks. I didn't see all that then. And realizing there was a time I didn't know where my next dollar was going to come from. I sold jewelry. I figured ways to make it work. And, you know, today with my podcasting, I think I'm so humbled because everybody I have reached out to, and my first podcast interview was with Magda Mook, who's the CEO. She was so willing to be a guest. Everyone, Michael Clinton, who wrote Roar, I hadn't heard from Michael in years, and he's pretty well known. I reached out to him, and I had said to him, you know, I'm so honored. Why? He said, because you have a great reputation. I knew you from the past, and you were a legacy at Condé Nast. So I think if anything, look at who you are, build those muscles, because they are the most important.
I'm going to go back to your terminology. You keep saying, I leap of faith, I stumbled, I fell into it. And it reminds me, or you remind me, of a Jackson Brown quote that opportunity dances with those who are already on the dance floor. I just think you were there and you saw opportunities and you went, okay, I'll do that. And
exactly.
You were open. Yeah. So,
you know.
Go ahead. Sorry.
Sorry. No, you're right. Mm-hmm. I mean, when I was going to go to women's wear, again, my husband, I think, rolls his eyes and said, oh, my God, she doesn't have wits about selling. I said, okay. Well, you know, but I always... And that was one of the things that I think I started the podcasting. I went back and looked. People, I was always kind to people. I was always there for my clients. It didn't matter whether they had a quarter of an inch ad or three-page ads. They got the same treatment. And I think... having a good reputation, even in the coaching, my next guest is Dr. Jeffrey Hull, who's executive director of the Institute of Coaching. Todd mm-hmm. Churches, who just wrote a book, Visual Leadership. He was one of our guests when I was president at ICF. So everybody I've approached, and I've been really bold, has been willing to say yes. So everything is a leap of faith. My sales experience, I use it all the time now. I mean,
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Yeah, what I'm also gleaning from what you're saying is... is, you haven't used the words, but stepping out of your comfort zone. We're laughing, right? Because it's there. I'm like listening to you saying she steps out of her comfort zone. That's one of the insights I got out of what you're saying. What are your thoughts on that?
You're right. I think I've been stepping out of my comfort zone since I, you know, unfortunately didn't grow up in the best of environments. Leaving fashion, you know, when you're fired a few times, there's no comfort zone. You have to either sink or swim. When you don't know where your next rent check is going to come from, you have to kind of persevere. You have to be creative. And even coaching. So, you know, we don't know sometimes where our next client's going to come from. We have to be willing to step out. Even coaching, we have to be out of our comfort zone in challenging clients all the time. And in the podcast, yeah, huge leap of faith. And I don't know where it's going, but I'm willing to, I said, what's the worst that can happen? It's not going to change my coaching. It just didn't not going to work, but I was willing to have that be there.
Well, bravo for you! But tell me, why podcast? Why? There's many ways you could have gone. what's appealing about a podcast and what are the benefits?
It's a long game for sure. I love interfacing with people that have, you know, keeping with the theme, creating change. It's been such an eye-opening experience for me to talk to these people and gain insights into where they've created change. These are everyday people. They're not Brené Brown or, you know, some big name that some of us can't really identify with. But my feeling is I think we can all identify and walk away with some insights from what each of these people talks about. So I thought the podcast was, for me, the best route. The benefits for me are meeting and talking to many, many different types of people. And having people listen to the podcast. It's a long game. I'm now inching my way up to, and I have a little ways to go, 1,000 downloads in 6 months.
Oh.
I mean, I remember when I had 25. It started in January, and I'm only in June. It's rewarding. It's like a baby, you know, taking it from its infancy and growing it. Where it will go, I don't know. There's many opportunities, hopefully, and I don't even know if it'll go beyond the year. We'll just have to see. But if I didn't try it and do it, I would have kicked myself. And I may want to do a TED Talk at some point.
Well, it's interesting, Terry, you talk about, you know, where it may go, but I'm looking at it, frankly, a little differently, which is, you know, the value that you add by doing them. And even yesterday I was listening to, and I can't remember who the speaker was, who talked
what
about
was
a
it. What was it about?
Mother Teresa had a quote that she alone can't change the world, but she throws a stone into the water and it has a ripple effect.
Oh, Josh Parr? Dr. Josh Parr?
I think so. And I'll tell you this, that made all the big impression on me that I remember it. And there are 1,000 people that must have learned something from what they listened to. And so I think that there's a lot of value in it. It doesn't matter to me where it goes.
Right, right. And that was the other thing. I think I specifically pick people where I think there's value to be gained, that they maybe have one or two or three tidbits that people who listen can get from it. And I do get feedback, which is great, from it. So I think you're right. The benefit is the value. The benefit is knowing that maybe one or two people can say, you know, in my corner of the world, I can do A, B, and C and maybe create change.
Well, speaking of that, what lessons have you learned since you started this adventure? Because I know you've been talking about it for at least a year. I want to do a podcast, you know. So what did you learn? What are you learning?
It's a lot of work. A lot of work. I devote so much time. I mean, I have a good thing, I'm organized. I already have my schedule for the year, and it's putting an intro together for each person. I now, at the end of a podcast, do a trailer for the next person. So it's putting those together. It's organizing it. It's doing the prep work so it does come off professional. And then doing the podcast and then sending it to my, you know, editor to have him create it. And now we're doing video clips and reels and just trying to expand on what I have. So it's a lot of work for me because I'm really doing it single-handedly. I'm putting it up on all my social media sites, have them put it up. I do have a social media person that does put the reels up and the video clips because that I don't know how to do. So it's a lot of work, more than I thought when I got started. way more. But it's keeping me relevant. It's keeping me in step with what's going on. Try to have the podcast be part of what's trending today. What's one thing, you know, Abby did diversity, equity, and inclusion, and that is definitely in the forefront. Vivian, James Rigney, his is about the challenging times for leaders. So I'm trying to have the podcast have some relevance to what's going on today.
Terry, one of the things I'm thinking about, oh, time is flying, I can't believe it, but it is. You've witnessed so much change in your own life. What are one or two things that you would say to the audience about where change actually starts? How do you start to change?
As coaches, of course, we all know, I think change starts within. That's where it starts. You've got to look at yourself, and that's what we coach people on, right? And then look at the, it's two-pronged. We look at ourselves, and then we look at the environment. Are they in alignment? That's the one thing I'm sure of, and obviously, as coaches, that's what we coach around. It's not just what do you do and how do you change that, because you can't change the outer and what's going on until you change your own thinking and your own perspective and your own thought process.
And then you get into that thing that Bernie was talking about, the quote that you had. It's like the ripple effect. You know, once you've become aware, you can share that awareness. And I think you're doing that with the podcast for sure. Let's get into logistics. How often do you air these things? Where can we find them? How long are they? Half hour, hour? Tell us something. Tell us the real deal.
Sure. So they're twice a month.
Okay.
The beginning of the month and the middle of the month. The one I just did this week will air on my website, www.tricoaching.com. And that will air, and all my podcasts are on my website. They're also on Apple. They're on Spotify. Mm. They're on five different sites, iHeartRadio, Google, Amazon, Apple, Spotify, and my website, which houses all of them. So I do them every other week. Then they get uploaded and put on, and then there I do the social media and all of the postings for 2 weeks, and they range in timing. Some are 26 minutes, some are 24 minutes.
Okay. All right. So let's give them your website again. It's www.trycoaching.com, and Terry's very lucky that her initials are T-R-Y. So I was always so jealous of that. It's like, wow, how cool is that? So do you have any final words for us?
I just want to say thank you. Thank you for your support. Thank you for having me on the show. It's always a pleasure to interact with the two of you. And if you're listening and you want to hear some of my podcasts, please go to my website, and I think you will find that you will glean some tidbits as well. Thank you.
Fantastic. And great. They can sign up and subscribe to your podcast on the website, right? So you'll send it to them? No? You send it to me? No? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, I have a mailing list. If you want to get it through a mailing list, then you can reach out to me, because
okay,
I do,
cool.
With each podcast, I do a mailing list.
Ah, perfect. Okay. All right. Well, like Bernie said, the time has flown, but it's fun.
Yeah.
It's we got to get together more often, gang.
Yes,
So I'm
thank
going
you
to thank
so
you,
much.
Carrie. Yeah, no, thank you for being such a cool guest. And Bernie, thank you for all your wisdom and questions that you've answered and asked. So we will talk to everyone, or you will hear us next month. So take care, everybody. Thank you for a great show. Bye.
Thank you both. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Our pleasure.